I don't know if this will make the cut because my singing didn't last week. Apparently, David was not a fan. You know, I have many talents. That is not one of them. A bitch is tone deaf.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast where sex work meets self-work and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex,
For those of you who are only listening and not watching at youtube.com/@TWND podcast, you probably didn't get to see me pec flex my way through the intro, much like my hero Terry Crews. When I saw Terry Crews flex his pecs in White Chicks, it awoke something inside of me that I think is just going to live there forever. I've tried to rid myself of it over the years, but the truth is, I need to let y'all know. I'm just a f***. I've always been a f***. I'm always going to be a f***. It started not with Terry Crews, let's be honest. He definitely was a f*** in that movie. Great movie, by the way. I had candy cigarettes. I would pretend to smoke candy cigarettes. I don't know why I thought that that was cool, but it wasn't. I also talked to him. I was telling my man this, and he's like, oh no, you've told me this story before. I was like, oh, well, we have been together for a really long time now, so you're going to start rehearing them. And he's like, oh, I've reheard them so many times. I just don't normally say anything. Sometimes I think that, like, I'll have a memory and I'll talk about it, right? But then I think about it in a different way and I'm like, oh, I definitely haven't said this before because I haven't said it this way. But it's all the same thing because that's why sometimes I'm like, why does anyone even listen to the podcast anymore? Certainly I've kind of like been rehashing stuff for years. But anyway, the reason that I discovered that I was a is, I mean, the candy cigarettes is like one thing. Like, I always just thought I was just going to be so cool. And I am. Let's be honest, I'm pretty fun. But the thing is, I went into cigarettes, right? And, oh, I'm so because I just like step outside and like have a cigarette. What? Oh, and now I'm cool because I do vaping. It's not cool. And like the more and more I realize that it's not cool, and I'm like, oh, look at me. I quit vaping. Guess what I was just sucking on before the podcast? A Lucy. That's right. Not even sponsored, no matter what. Like, I realized it the other day because I was wearing these exact same pants, actually. And I texted my friend because I did my little pat check, right? Like, got my key, got my little pack of Lucy's, and I can. The Lucy pack has just become my vape! I wonder if my mom smoked when she was pregnant with me. Oh God, that would actually, whew, I gotta be careful not to like peek these mics, but that would actually make a lot of sense. Maybe I should call her and ask, you know, okay. So if you haven't talked to your mom in 2 years, is it weird to out of the blue, just call her up and be like, hey, so I've always had a problem with cigarettes and nicotine and the act of smoking. Not even like consciously, by chance, did you partake of cigarettes? Oh, y'all, can you just tell that I just don't give a f- anymore? It's so nice. It's actually so nice. I don't care. Listen, there's been things that have been going on with social media. I've had some stuff blow up lately, and most of it has been handstands, which is pretty cool because I'm like, damn, the handstands. People are like, sweet, let's share this. That's cool, right? Because normally you're just known for like your boobs and talking about eating ass and all that kind of stuff. So it's cool that people can like recognize me for other things. It's awesome. And it got me thinking even more that I'm definitely probably getting off topic because I wrote notes, but I could have been a doctor in a different life because I can barely read my own handwriting. I don't know how I can be expected to do this today, but where was I getting off topic with the social media, the interaction? Ooh, okay. So one thing with the interaction is I saw this reel or TikTok. I can't remember what it was. I don't know. It's one of those things that when you open up your phone, it like is just showing you some random stuff. And now I'm like an old person. Well, I am an old person, but I'm like an old person as well, more than just like in my age, because Instagram did a new update and now I am constantly like hitting notifications when I'm trying to go to the DMs, and all of a sudden there's a tab for reels and you scroll past something and all of a sudden you've reposted it somehow. And it just, I just can't. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. Keep up with it anymore. So anyway, I don't know how this video, whatever it may be, came across my page, but it's this girl, and like, bless her heart. Like, I understand the intent of like, but it just feels like, if this is not any hate against her at all, I don't even know who she was, I'm not following. It's just one of those things of like, does it make you feel better to pretend that you don't care what people think of your content? does that help? Like, does that make things easier? Because listen, this was the antithesis of good word antithesis. This was the antithesis of what her video was about, right? And it's showing her doing all these cool things, like, you know, just like little clips, you know, that people put together. And it looked like she had a really cool, interesting life, right? And she's like, your social media is not for your followers. It's for you. And I was like, hang on. No. Because otherwise it would be the me media, right? Just me, Dia. Because social implies that you're trying to reach out to other people, that you're trying to garner attention from other people. If you are someone who doesn't post on social media, then guess what? Social media is just for you. It's waiting there like, hey, maybe you should post a picture of that croissant. It looks like a very nice croissant. And you're like, but I'm just enjoying the croissant and I don't feel the need to like post it. If you're posting a picture of your croissant, it's not for you. It's for the people that follow you or for the people that you want to follow you. Why do we have to pretend that we don't want attention? Everyone does. Newsflash, like, okay, well, apparently not everyone, because some people don't post photos of their croissant. Like, some people, here's the thing. Some people got enough attention when they were children. Some people did. And that is fantastic for them. I'm so f***ing. But let us not pretend that if you are someone who posts, if you are someone who participates in the online social media space and you have any semblance of a following, or you are posting things regularly, making content that is specifically like to grab the attention of other people who is like relating to you, or isn't it so cool that you can do this thing? I wish I could do that thing. Could you show me how to do that thing so I can be like you? Don't pretend that it's just for you. It's for your followers. Who the f*** else would it be for? If you were just doing it for yourself, if you were doing all these things for yourself, you wouldn't feel the need to post it. Sure, some of the things that you enjoy doing, there are things that you do for yourself, but you also don't post every single time that you do those things. Every time that I record a handstand to like check my progress, or to see like how straight my line is, or like where I'm falling out of the straddle, when I go to review this, I don't post every single video. I post ones that I'm like, oh, here's a funny thing that happened, or this one looks really good. Ooh, the lighting. Ooh, this is a really long hold. But I'm not posting all of the other stuff, because the other stuff is for me. Right? All that other stuff that doesn't make the final cut, that is the stuff that's for you. Anything that you post on social media is literally for your followers. Who the f*** else would it be for? Why do we have to pretend? Wanting attention, wanting people to see the things that you do and the things that you create and be like, hey, good job, that's f*** cool. It's not narcissistic. It's just like, hey, recognition, isn't that f*** cool? Why do we have to like, ugh. that took up a few minutes, which is good. So for those of you who haven't figured out my cycle yet, it's starting soon. I'm gonna be so cute when all of this bloat goes away. Let's check my notes. Oh, when the note goes away. So I don't know if I should start with this. Okay, so I didn't expand on the thing. I was thinking though, because it's honestly, I think it's probably going to give me health problems the way that I consume caffeine. I just turned 34, so it's only a matter of time before my lifestyle catches up with me. And I try to make up for it in other ways, like, oh, look, there's some broccoli and I ate it. That plain chicken, that's cool. But it doesn't make up for all of the wrong that I've done. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I discovered how bad saturated fat is for you, I'm like, how am I here right now? I should have so many problems. Like, I have an unhealthy relationship with saturated fat. Like, it's just, it's so depressing knowing what I know now about the horrors of saturated fat and going to the store and like trying to just look at anything that used to bring me joy, because now the knowledge is that if I ingest that, like, I looked at this, it was like popcorn, and I don't even like popcorn, but something about spicy honey popcorn was like, oh, that's intriguing. I look at the back of the bag and there are like 11 to 12 servings in this bag. Over a, like, the calories, not a big deal, don't care. Per serving, saturated fat, 22% of your daily saturated fat with like a handful. And I'm like, dude, there's, okay, so I have to figure out other ways to get on with that. But the whole thing with the caffeine is really, really bad too. And I should probably do something about it, because I am getting on there in age and it's not good for my heart. So I should definitely reduce my caffeine intake, but I'm also not going to do that because I don't know how the else I'm going to stay alive and doing all the things that I need to do, because I'm like, I just can't quit so many things. Here's the thing. Oh, the tragus, by the way, this is where I'm coming back to, because it's now been what, almost like 2 weeks since, you know, I got my tragus done. And guess what? It's fine. It feels kind of weird underneath the headphone, because when they pierce your ear with the tragus, they need to do one that's longer than the gauge that's normally requires. It feels like you have something in your ear at all times. Nobody needed to have me explain that, because if you have a tragus piercing, you know, but if you don't, you don't understand. So I'm trying to explain it to you so that you can understand the discomfort that is taking place below my headphones as I speak to you now. Now, I don't remember where I was going with that. Saturated fat. It's bad for you. It'll kill you. Be careful. Look at the saturated fat. It will surprise you. The thing, it will shock you, the saturated fat content of like most things. I've had to like give up so many things that I love. And so instead, now I'm addicted to Lucy. Now I'm addicted to nicotine patches. But I think honestly, it is probably better to have like the little pouch thing in than like smoking the nicotine vapor all the time. Do you know what I mean? Listen to me try to justify my addictions. are there addicts in here? You, there's a big stuffed penis, you guys can't see it. It's weird sitting in a room by yourself just kind of like talking to the abyss. Oh, I love it. Does anyone listen to these anymore? I don't think anyone does, which is unfortunate, because unlike that girl who, God bless her heart, doesn't, you know, make content for her big following, I do make content for my followers. I make content that makes me laugh. Yes, but it's not for me. I'm just like, if I can be a big enough clown, will people see me and go, ha, look at the clown. Oh, maybe I should interact with the clown's content, and giving the clown validation, because that is what the clown seeks. It's not really validation necessarily either. It's really just the attention. Good or bad. It's just this kind of beast that needs to be fed and needs to be like seen by the public, right? And I don't really know where that comes from, but I have that, and a lot of people do. So let's once again not pretend that your social media, anyway, I'm not gonna rehash that again. That was another thing that I discovered as well, because, okay, so it was funny because David did cut out my singing last week, which is probably so good for all of you. And I, I know that I cannot sing for shit. I understand that, right? But for so long, I've always been like, I hate the sound of my voice. So everyone hates the sound of their voice. Bah, bah. I love the sound of my own voice. I love the way my laugh sounds. I love the way that it sounds in my ears. I love the way that my brain convinces me that those lyrics that I'm singing are hitting the perfect pitch every time. I love that delusion that lives in my head. I love it. I don't know what to tell you. I like talking. I have always been a chatter. I just like could never stop talking. So great. It's cool that podcasts and stuff exist. Nobody listens to this anymore, and that's okay. Because honestly, I like to have an audience. That's why I've enjoyed doing things like live streaming. I used to want to do theater when I was younger. Like, I liked the whole sports system just because, like, people here, it's cool, and look at you, you're doing a thing. And I don't really care what it is. It could be anything. That's why I'm like jack of all trades, master of none. I just like to do things just good enough that people are like, oh my God, you can do that? And I'm like, oh, what? Yes, I can. Look at this other thing that I can kind of like half-ass do. And it's cool. Like, it's just, I think it has kind of made me, in a way, a very well-rounded person. But the thing is, like, I don't really know where it comes from. And I don't really understand the relationship that I have to, like, people and, like, the public and society as a whole. And maybe it's because I have autism. Who knows? Maybe it's because I was homeschooled. I don't know, like, I don't think it can just be the homeschooling based on memories I have from elementary school. But whatever the f*** is, it doesn't matter. Because honestly, I think that I'm a delight. So I enjoy my own company. And I like to be alone, which a lot of people don't seem to understand. That I like actually super duper 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 value my alone time. I don't like going out to events. I don't like going to parties. If you see me at like a big social gathering, it's not necessarily under duress, but there is a purpose for my being there. I'm not just going to go out willy-nilly. And it's not even that I don't like people. It's just that I don't like interacting with them face to face. Is that what it is? No. I really don't know what it is, because it's like I enjoy interacting on things like live streams or when we do monthly Zoom chats with Patreon, patreon.com/@TW. Wait, there's no at there. That's YouTube. patreon.com/TWND podcast. We also have a Discord channel. So if you join the Dirtbag tier, you'll get invited to our Discord channel, which is super fun. What was I saying? But the whole thing with like interacting with people, it's this very like push, pull, like, I want, how do I explain this? It's like I feel that I wasn't really meant to engage. I was meant to like observe and take note of and document and study. But like being in it, I'm like, this doesn't feel right. Do you know, like, sometimes I don't know how to be, or sometimes I just like put on a character that I'm like, this is what is necessary for this situation that I'm in. Like, don't talk about this, like, don't say this, or mainly maybe just don't say anything. You could just like stare at people like intently and smile. It's definitely not creepy. They won't notice at all when you just look at them across the room. Like, they'll never know. They'll never know how uncomfortable you are. You definitely won't make them uncomfortable. Listen, being face to face is just something that's a little bit more difficult for me. Like, when it's not something that feels performative, I don't really know what it is. I have no idea. There is something about, like, you know, even being at like AVN or those like big sort of events, or going on like a photo shoot. I don't give a if there's like 50 different lighting people watching me put my finger in my butthole. Like, that doesn't, it doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me. But like, I just don't, I have no idea what it is. And I'm just done trying to figure it out. I've just accepted that I am the way that I am. I like the things that I create. I like the things that my brain thinks about. I like the discussions that I have with myself. And I've not really like been like for so long. I felt like there's something wrong with me because XYZ keeps happening. Like these people keep leaving or this situation keeps changing or I keep getting stuck in this rut or that rut. And it's because I was stunting myself trying to like figure out what is wrong with me when in fact, whatever is wrong with me is just fine. Oh no. So here's the thing, those of you who can't see that, I started picking my fingernails again. Oh, that's a habit that I thought that I broke. So it's been too long since I've gotten my nails done and my acrylics came off. But now it's not even, you see? So it's not really that I'm picking it. I'm just trying to even it out. This is totally not, this is fine. But I actually can't continue with this nail being uneven as it is because it's really, really bothering me. Look away. I know it's disgusting, but I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep talking because as I've mentioned, I actually do love the sound of my own voice. So I don't know. Maybe it's just that for so long, right? It's like, oh, you talk too much or you say too much or you're being too loud or why do you say that? Because why the f*** not? Why wouldn't I say the thing? Why wouldn't I like... just do something out of control. Like, who cares? Because as we've discussed, the only time that we have is now, and I am not going to get this fingernail evened out. And I was actually trying to do like something that, you know, sounded kind of deep and profound, even though we know that I'm none of those things, but all of those things at the same time, just to kind of prolong the fact that I'm trying to even out this nail, but I think I finally got it. That is disgusting.
Uh-oh. A right ear. SD card is too slow.
We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Get Soul. Go to getsoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have Big Brain Soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress less by going to getsoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. I feel that if they're... I hope it cut off a lot of that rant because it wasn't a good rant. Maybe it cut off me like ripping off my fingernail. I'm going to try to keep more of an eye on it now. But really, if there is a right ear, I feel that perhaps it should make an alert. No, to tell you. Of course, there's technical difficulties. The universe is cutting me off. It's like, hey, listen, you are losing track, let me tell you. So I hope it didn't lose everything about the hating, you know, I don't make my social media for myself. Because I feel like there were some good things in there. So if not, it was lost to the abyss. And that was where it was meant to be. We're just going to move along from that. Post-Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. Like, Thanksgiving happened recently. I've been sick, which is like, whatever. It's usually this time of year that everyone starts to get sick, I feel. And I have a lot of things coming up. So it's good to like be getting over being sick, because then I feel like you're kind of good for the rest of the season if you get it early. Maybe that's just me. I don't really know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just, what am I? It's kind of weird when you think about it. Like, I don't know what to tell people that I do. Like, if people are like, oh, I'm just meeting you for the first time, what do you do? Like, dude, I can't, I don't know. What do I do? How do I describe to people what it is that I do? Because to me, I'm kind of like saying, oh, I should restart this. We're still rolling. I do OF, right? It's so small. In like the grand scheme of all the things that I do. Like I don't know. I feel like when you tell people, oh, you do OnlyFans, it's like there's this assumption that, I don't know, that, do y'all feel like the sensationalism of it all is a bit out of control? Like there's a lot of things that I feel now are just more about, I don't know, shock factor than actually like, oh, here's some cool content or this interesting concept. And I know that not everyone is like this, but of course that's like what gets the biggest coverage. It's just, for me, it feels so, I don't know, I just don't want to be someone who's necessarily known for controversy. Like if controversy were to arise, then it's like, okay, yeah, I would greet that and deal with it, but I don't like go out of my way to do shock factor, I guess, because I just feel like that gets, doesn't it get old after a while? Not even necessarily just for like audiences, because I mean, I feel like everyone, I guess, is, you know, always been drawn to that kind of stuff, sure, but as a creator, I just feel like I would get really, really bored. Oh my God, I need to stop picking my nails, but I can't stop. Okay, I need to stop. Please stop. Okay, we're gonna look at the notes. Y'all, all right. So here's the thing with the holidays. So I've been in kind of a weird headspace for a minute. And I know that that is very, very obvious from recent solo episodes. And if you are a Patreon member, you know, like from Zoom chats and other stuff that we've just, there's been a lot, right? There's been a lot going on lately. And the holidays for me, after Halloween, I'm kind of just done. Like, I just am not, something about me is just the Grinch. I am the Grinch. Like, that is me. I don't like chestnuts roasting on an open fire. There is someone in my neighborhood who has a light display that could be seen from outer space. Like, it is insane. Just, I was really waiting the other night and I was like, dear God, like, when did this, like, it just went up overnight and it's like a beacon and it's just insane. I'm like, that's cool. And I saw this Jeep today and I know I say, oh, that's cool, but I mean it like, oh, that's cool. And if you can't see my face, then it doesn't mean anything to you. But I also saw a Jeep where its spare tire was completely covered in tinsel. And and the sun was on it. And it was going down the highway and just going, and just sending sparkles into my face, blinding me as I'm driving. And I was just like, you. I hate it. I don't understand. And then we just have like an entire month of listening to Mariah Carey, you know, cry about, you know, Christmas. And I don't even know what songs that are hers, to be honest. I'm sure that, you know, if I heard them, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's Mariah Carey. But that's how little I don't like Christmas. I don't put up a tree. I don't know. Call me the Grinch. I don't care, because I am. Like, I just, it feels so. And then Thanksgiving, right? Where it's like, okay, we're not supposed to celebrate Thanksgiving's bad because of the pilgrims, like all this time ago. And that was a bad thing. And yes, it was a bad thing, but we're all still going to celebrate it. But before Thanksgiving, that we're not all going to just like gorge ourselves on food, which is like, that's insane to me. Like, just overconsumption. Like, that is the holiday, is overconsumption. And like falling asleep because of tryptophan or whatever is in the turkey. And it just like gets worse as it goes, like through Christmas. Because, all right, so you have Thanksgiving, which is like this weird holiday that I'm like, I don't even know if people celebrate it anymore, but apparently everyone does. And it's just like a mad rush all the time. I don't really do Thanksgiving anymore. It's nothing like whatever. I just make green bean casserole because that's the shit and I love it. Also, tell me if I'm crazy. Write in to twndpodcast@gmail.com or call 702-900-6446. If you want to let me know, do you put cranberry sauce in your green bean casserole? Like, not cooking it with it, but I like to add it at the end. I think it's good. I think it's delicious. So people thought that I was really weird for that, but I am. But then following Thanksgiving, where we have to be so thankful and we're all like, all this gratitude and blah, blah, blah. And the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, followed closely by Cyber Monday. So it's like this endless, like, it's an endless rush of gluttony all the way until Christmas, right? Where it's like, here's this sale and that sale, and here's what you need, and here's all the new stuff that's coming out, and make sure that you get it on this list, and you get all the stockings, and make sure that you have a gift for every single person. I used to make and keep records of all these different people and things that I was going to look for them for Christmas to make sure that everything was so perfectly curated that it would be something that this person would definitely enjoy. I don't do that anymore because people don't actually care. Because the thing of it is, it's just like with posting something on social media, right? It's not that I want anything in exchange. I don't think other people are very good at giving me gifts for the most part. Some people are, and it's great, but I don't really need gifts. Gifts are fun. For me, it has always been about the hunt of the best gift and seeing someone else open the best gift. But who is that serving? Me. I'm like, oh, yes, well, I did put the most thought and effort into this, actually. Well, I guess I just know you the best. They don't care. They don't. Oh, God. They just like forget about the gift like a week later, if that, like if you're lucky. Or here, they open the next thing and well, something even better. So they've already forgotten about the put so much time into. It doesn't really matter. Nobody really cares about the gift. And it really is the thought that counts. It really is. But I don't want to think about it anymore because it was taking up far too much time. And I was like, most people don't think about it this hard, I don't feel. And it's just something kind of like with the whole nobody's going to care about your dreams like you are. It is just that thing. So in the holidays for me, it feels just weird because the more I would think about it, right, is like, it is just like a competition of gifts. Like, oh, well, I got you a gift. Why didn't you get me a gift? Like, and this is like in most instances, right? Because most of the time I don't even want gifts. And this is not saying that I haven't enjoyed gifts or that I haven't like wanted something as a gift in the past. I'm not saying, oh, I'm so perfect, but I like giving gifts. But I have seen time and time again within family, within friends, where it's like, oh, well, I got you this, but you didn't have to get me anything. And it will be someone who's literally like, don't get me anything. And then they're mad that you don't get them anything. Why don't we just say what we mean? Why is it so hard to just say what we mean? Like the girl with the reel of your social media isn't for your followers. It's for you. No, it's not. Just say what you mean. My social media is for attention and I like it. Thank you for engaging with my content. There you go. That's all you have to fucking say. It's not just for you. The gift is not just for the person that you're getting it for. It's also for you. If you say that you don't want a gift, mean that you don't want a gift. When I say I don't want a gift, I do not want a gift. I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't get me a gift. It's crazy. Just God, why can't people just be honest? And the thing too is like with the holidays, it's like people are the least honest for the most part. It feels like you get like the least honest and the most honest all at once because you get this like, oh, well, I have to go see this person and we have to go to this party to see these people over here because if we don't go here, then there will be this and all of these things will happen and the world might explode. Nothing will happen if you don't go to a Christmas party that you don't want to go to. I don't know what to tell you. Nothing bad will happen to you. No, probably. In fact, it's probably less likely if you just stayed home. It's probably so much more likely that if you just stay home, nothing will happen to you. Like, That's just, it just is a thing. Like, and then, you know, I just remember going to like family Christmas parties where it's like these people just complain about each other all the time. And it's always this like backhanded, like gossipy network of webs that just like tightens around you and just constricts you. And then all of a sudden you're just supposed to like shake it off, da 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 da, for the holidays and go pretend that everything is peachy keen until, you know, everybody gets a little bit too into the wine or whatever cooler that they're drinking, and all of a sudden it's like, well, now you get snippy and now you get snide and now it all starts peeking out and seeping out and oozing through the crevices of the veneer that's shattered because you can't keep your shit together because you don't want to be there. You're not, you're just not obligated to do all these things. And I don't know why we force ourselves to do these things. Like, maybe the reason that people are so miserable is because they're forcing themselves into all of these societal norms that don't do. What good do these societal norms do, especially in something like a realm of social media? Because societal norms to me is kind of like, oh, well, I guess you're just supposed to be polite to people and this and that. But guess what? With the age of the internet, no one uses social norms. Are you kidding me right now? The things that people comment and say on social, just for you media, they would never say to someone's face because everyone's a bunch of pussies. And like societal norms and, you know, the rules of, you know, engagement go completely out the window where the internet is concerned. And that's where everyone lives now. So I don't know why we're all so obsessed, or most people are so obsessed with this big network of people that for the most part they only ever interact with on the internet anyway. And guess what? You cannot do that too. Once upon a time, let me take you to a time far, far away that some of you were not born in and others of you only faintly remember. But there was a time when people just couldn't get a hold of you sometimes. What? The dial-up wasn't working today. No email. Email? What about a like, you don't have to be so readily available to people all the time. Shut off your devices. Go do something that's outside of these people because they don't care about you. Everyone is so self-obsessed now. And that's just how it is for the most part. Even like when I think about like me, right? Like, okay, is my lifestyle selfish? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Why is it selfish? Let me detail. Whoa, I just like gleeked. Let me detail the ways. I stay home most of the time. I don't make plans with people anymore. Like, I don't reach out for plans. If people want to reach out to plans with me, that's cool. But I don't go out of my way to do that anymore. I like, if I'm not feeling like I can reply and just engage and that I need time to myself, I will not talk to people. I will leave messages unread. I never used to do it because I was always like, well, I need to make sure that they don't think that I'm mad at them. So I have to reply right now and do this. And then, and I'm moving around so quick, trying to attend to everybody else's emotions that guess who's take the back seat? Me. So all these things go unprocessed and they just get tucked back into the corner and it's like pushing down and pushing down until this weight is bearing down on your chest and you cannot breathe because you are completely like underground of everyone else's emotions and that you have allowed them to pile on top of you. Because it's just like if we have the opportunity to vent for the most part to someone, especially someone that we care about, chances are we're probably going to. But one of the things that I like to do, something that I found very useful, is to vent about all of those things to myself. And maybe this only works if you have multiple personalities living in your head. No, I'm not diagnosed with something. And dear God, can we stop telling people, what is it with social media at where it's just like, oh, I posted something about like, oh, when the mania hits, because for y'all who have like listened and watched and consumed my content and known me for the almost 13 years that I've been creating content, you know, I got these super highs and these super lows, and I try to keep it all in check. And there's a lot that I have learned to hide about the way that my brain processes things and those really dark moments. Because let me tell you, there were times during my free cams days where that camera would turn off and this would instantly just be this. And I would just die all of the emotion. I would just unalive. I'm not going to say unalive. I like my face itself would just die. Like everything would just like deflate. It's like because you're just propped up by this need to not put your on other people. And especially if you're someone like for me, I think this is maybe why like the whole shock factor thing of or like trying to gain followers from like drama to me just feels exhausting because it's all exhausting, but it just doesn't seem like genuine. And I remember so many times where I was just trying to like push through and do these things. And listen, I could go get a million diagnoses. Like I could probably take medication that may or may not help or may make me not want to. So I just don't want to any of that. I don't need someone to tell me what I am. Oh, well, that people are just joking about mania. They don't understand the things that we go through. I'm like, you don't understand. You don't understand the things that I go through. You don't understand the things that go through my mind, the dark tunnels and caverns that my brain takes me down, twists me down through, suffocates me inside of, drowns me in everything that could possibly go wrong. It's like I can see every outcome that could possibly happen, and it is devastating. And when that happens, because I want to be an entertainer, because I want to create things, because I want, for some reason that I can't figure out, that doesn't really matter at the end of the day. I like the attention I like to create. And so I'm not going to bring that darkness down on everybody else that I'm trying to create for, right? Because I do create things just for myself. Of course I do. But in the end, even if you create like a beautiful piece of art, you've created it for yourself and for like a piece of yourself. But if it wasn't made to be seen, why do you ever show it to anyone? I just think like, just everything feels so weird. Like, just can we stop telling people how to be? Like, you don't know what somebody else's experience is. Your periods of depression may be far more severe or not as frequent, or like maybe you deal with it in a different way. Maybe your highs feel completely different than someone else's. Maybe they last longer. Maybe they don't last nearly as long. Maybe it goes like through all these different ways, because here's the thing. No one's brain is the same. We don't even understand the brain fully. We're making like educated guesses at best as to how all of these different things play out, because the more that we learn and the more that we try to examine other people, the more we understand how little we know. Like, we only know how little we know. Are you kidding? Like, there's just so much that we can't possibly understand about it. So I would never like assume to someone, like, if someone says that they have dealt with things like depression or that they get like super high, like spikes of mania and these delusions of grandeur, guess what? Maybe everybody has that to a certain point, and maybe some people have varying levels of it. Like, there is the whole thing with like, oh, it's a spectrum. Like, you can't just say that one thing is a spectrum and then expect that everything else is not. Like, you can't just like pick and choose what a spectrum is. Life is a spectrum. It's a spectrum of different like experiences. It's a spectrum of different skin colors and life choices and like different land, different atmosphere, like not different atmospheres, but like different pollen, different like views, different religions that all kind of like stem from something, some weird collective think that there's this, you know, higher entity or a lower entity or maybe no entity at all. And everything is just so different and changing all the time. And we don't know anything. That is why we are constantly trying to learn new things, and everyone wants to have the answer for what something is. This is exactly what narcissism is. This is exactly what bipolar is. This is exactly what depression is. And this is, you know, exactly what, you know, being on the LGBTQ spectrum is. That's what this is. This is what that is. This is what this. Don't define me. Don't label me. But we're going to label everything else. And if you don't like this label, then you're wrong. Like, it doesn't matter. We're all wrong, because we're all stupid. Are you kidding? We're so like, how arrogant to just think that because your experience in life is one thing, that everybody else's should be exactly the same. Hate to break it to you, but that's never going to be a thing. And until you accept that, you're still going to be a miserable cunt. And while we're on the subject of miserable cunts and rants that I probably shouldn't do, but I'm too old to give a shit, more. Cancel me. What are you going to do? Google my butthole. While we talk about that, there is a question that I have. And I was trying to think. Oh, wait until you're my age. I'll have to get that maybe on a different different episode. I'm already getting kind of long in the tooth. We'll see how this goes. But so I'm not going to name this person because they did not specify if they would like to be named or not. So I would prefer to keep that all anonymous. Because there was a situation that happened recently with said person. And they were like, could you maybe discuss this on your upcoming pod? And I was like, yes, I could. So first, let me take a little drink because I just kind of realized that I'm at like 36, 37 minutes. And I've been ranting and like my throat is dry.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Okay. What do you find is the quickest or best way to get over a betrayal from someone who is close to you? So here's the thing, especially because I like partially, I know the situation, but I've been in a lot of situations like this. And here's the thing, it's going to vary based on the person and the severity of what was done, right? Because the thing is, I used to have a different, like, perspective, and that has shifted a lot, like, a lot the last few years, but this year especially, my outlook has definitely shifted, because I used to kind of, like, put myself into situations with people where, like, kind of deep down, I knew that it wasn't a great situation. It's not even like partners. A lot of issues that I've had come down to friendship because, as many of you know, I was in a long-term abusive relationship for basically all of my 20s. So most of the issues that I had, I would kind of try to take care of, you know, other people to ignore the issues that I had going on at home. And because I tried to fix that too, and I couldn't fix it. And I thought, well, if I can fix someone, maybe I can fix this person, and maybe I'll just keep fixing everyone. And then I realized that, like, no one was trying to help fix me, and no one could. No one could fix me. The thing is, like, I feel like other people can break you, right? But no one else can fix you. And that's kind of bad, isn't it? Like, but it's true. Because you give yourself to people incrementally, right? Sometimes all at once, you know. But you leave a piece of yourself with them when that ends. For whatever, like, reason that is. And it's up to you to find the new thing that fits in where they used to, right? Because when someone shatters you like that, they did that. They know they did. Like, they can pretend that they don't, but they do. They know, because it's obvious. They know that they did that. They're not going to pick that up. You know, they saw you how you were when it broke. You can meet other people who could help you, like, gather the pieces. Sure. But no one else remembers what that first piece looked like. Only you do. Only you do. So it's kind of like, if you want to think about it, kind of weird. It's like, you know, when a serial killer would like take a piece of, you know, some sort of token or, you know, a lock of hair, Dexter, you know, had a vial of blood or whatever, right? That's like how those relationships are in a way. It's like, you know, you gave yourself to them. They did something that shattered you, that broke you. And they just take a little piece and they just take it with them, right? And when you are finally able to either by assistance of others gather those pieces, or you do it all by your own bootstraps, pulling them up, right? There's still going to be that piece that's missing. And I think that it's up to you to choose what you fill it with. And it's not another person, because it's a piece of you that's gone. Not another person. It's not like a void that this, you know, relationship or friendship left. It's a piece of you that they took away, right? And that's not like, oh, like hate them or whatever. I don't even think a lot of people necessarily do it maliciously. Like, some people just see the world differently. But they take that piece. So what are you going to fill it with, right? So for me, with some things that happened this year, I started filling it with book, right? With the book series and the writing and the taking on of these other things. And I've kind of like, yeah, so for instance, it's like an addiction, right? It's just kind of like with social media, like we get addicted to, especially if you get like some traction on a video, you're like, oh, I got like good engagement. All these people are seeing my stuff, and you get addicted to that rush of like, oh, there's all this like stuff going on. People are seeing what I'm doing. But you get that same thing with like the relationships, I feel, and like the fixing of people and all of that, and like kind of like getting addicted to people in a way. And it's just that, I know I've said this on other episodes, but people are always going to be disappointing, because we have all disappointed people and we have all been disappointed by people. It's like, that's just life. People are a huge disappointment all the time. So when that piece of you is gone and you have to figure out what to fill it with, you just gotta do it. Because like, if you try to fill it with another person, the same is just gonna happen usually. And I feel like whenever something ends in a way that, like you mentioned, is like a betrayal, like something that's more like a very toxic situation, it's even more likely that we're going to want to fill it with someone who's similar. Like, unfortunately, that's just kind of how that stuff goes. And we don't know why, because the brain, we don't understand. But we're stupid, dumb creatures, and we'll try to kind of like fill it with something that feels, what is it? Say it with me now. Familiar. So maybe not nearly as bad, but we'll see things that are like little signs that it's like, oh, this is similar. But we'll ignore those because we're healing and this person will help us heal. And they won't. So my best recommendation would kind of be to find something. And it doesn't have to be like writing a book. It could be like anything. Like, I know that I say this all the time of like, oh, like a hobby or this or that. Whether it's like reading a book or literally anything. It's just take your mind off of other people, man. Because people are such a drain. Do something that refills your cup a little bit. Because you need to. Because that piece is missing. So you got to fill it up with something else, not someone else. And another thing that I would recommend for me, I used to kind of want to like leave an opening, right? And I'm like, well, if they apologize, then I guess I can like be the bigger person and overlook it. And guess what? You're never going to get an apology. You're not going to. And if you do, cool. But sometimes, and very often, I feel it's too little too late. Because it's like too much has happened in the in-between, too much left unsaid, too much experience, too much time to think on why it's a bad idea. You can accept an apology. Doesn't mean that you have to like get back into the same situation with someone again. And I used to do that where I just like get right back into it. It's like, well, it won't happen this time. It won't happen this time. And it happened every time. I just don't have to tell you. Like, listen to your intuition, because it knows. And you in particular, person who asked this, as I mentioned to you earlier, you had that bit of intuition. And I saw it in conversations that we had preceding this event, and I mentioned it to you. And to those who are listening, I've ignored those as well. Like, but we ignore them. You do see the red flags. You have the intuition that makes you, that gives you pause. If your intuition is asking you to pause, give it its due. Take a moment. Think. Don't rush into things. Like, the rushing into things, like, here's the thing. Overthinking can end up being a harmful thing. Like, but you can do it in a way that I think is positive. Because, like, I feel like we don't overthink for nothing, right? Because it is like a survival type thing where it's like, it's self-preservation. It's like, so of course we're going to think about all these different outcomes of things that, sorry, I've got worried that it was like not recording again. So we start seeing all these outcomes because we're trying to make sure that we have the best possible chance of survival, whatever that looks like. But like, if you notice things about people, take caution with them. It's okay to question those things. It's okay to care about yourself enough to question, like, ooh, someone did something in a certain situation that I don't think makes me feel very comfortable. Keep that in your mind. Guard yourself. It's not like you have to not talk to that person anymore. It's not that you can't like engage with them or even have some sort of like friendly relationship, right? But don't rush into it, because I kind of feel like people show you who they are pretty quick. And some people are better at hiding it. And sometimes you don't notice things for like a bit, but nobody can hide it forever. So when you start to notice the signs, just take heed. And I think that it's important to like, just look out for yourself, because most other people aren't going to. And, you know, even if they are, you're not necessarily going to listen to them until you've learned your lesson. So just try to listen to your intuition. Something else that I like to do is kind of have like a mental funeral for people that are no longer a part of my life, where it's like, I think about all of the good things that were a part of that, like friendship, you know, relationship, what have you. And I try to think about like, here's all these like happy memories I have. Here are the good things that came from it. And that's what I think about. And then I grieve that because that's gone. I don't really like focus on the toxic things or the bad things that occur. It's not that I don't think about them, but I try to kind of just put that out of mind, because people can be intentionally harmful, but like lingering on that and lingering on what was done doesn't help. It just is like a spiraling minefield of like, why would they do this? And blah, blah, blah. And they're never going to tell you, and you're never probably going to know. And that's okay, because you don't have to know, because none of us know anything. So it's fine not to know. And what I like to do is just kind of be like, all right, well, here was the positive things. I'm not going to focus on the negative things, because we do not speak ill of the dead. We do not speak ill of the dead. We have the happy memories. That's the only memories they're allowed. The rest of them get buried with them, right? And then if you ever do see them out in the wild, you can just be like, ah, a ghost. And yeah. Anyway, I think that kind of like wraps it up for me, because the other thing that I want to talk about, I feel like I could rant about for 20 or 30 minutes, and I could just use that for a different episode. So I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. And as we go into the full-fledged holiday season of consumption, make sure to check out the sponsors that are linked in the description below. I would highly recommend things like Liquid IV, perfect for stocking stuffers. And also Geeky Sex Toys also has some amazing stuffers. If you get my drift, you can stuff their stocking. And you actually could, because they do have like some small toys and big toys. And depending on how big your stocking is, you could just get like a whole arsenal of new toys, which is very, very exciting. So all of my codes and everything are listed in the description. If you want to really get into the consumerism vibe this holiday capitalist season. And this is not me saying that I hate capitalism, but I just think that I don't care about any of it. Enjoy Black Friday. Oh, I hope you got some good deals. I hope you get everything that you wanted for Christmas. This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Please be following, please be liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend if anyone listens to this anymore.
And damn, I will see you next time.
Cunts.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Brush it off, let it go. Hey, baby, lately I embrace every flaw.
Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast where sex work meets self-work and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. Oh.